What happens in a house where adults hold a minor prisoner? And how does a 12-year-old girl caught in the trap feel? At first, Sahar didn't realise the irreversibility of her state. They told her that getting married was a duty, a natural event, the only way to exist with dignity, with the man of the house responsible for the entire household. They told her this is what women have to do, get married, obey their husband, and have children. They forced her to accept marriage, especially her parents, her mother. How she would have loved to have a sympathetic mother, one she could turn to for help in understanding what was happening to her. How all the other men who claimed her body fitted into the picture. Old men, young men, strangers for whom she felt repulsion, who, as they got closer to her, made her heart seem about to burst from beating so fast, or just stop out of fear. She hated them, and she hated her husband. She detested all the adults who portrayed marriage as a happy event to her. She found no confirmation of all their promises. She had thought that although she was being forced to marry, she would find affection, loving gestures, comforting words, nice manners. But there was none of any of this. She was trapped, and her husband was a tormentor. Neither husband, nor friend, nor relation. A brute. Her mother-in-law and all the rest of the family were even worse than him, and Sahar was only a child.